From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Oh, who's that baby?
We're crazy.
But that's how it goes.
Yeah, that's just how it goes.
Good morning, Stephen Pickford.
With Willem Backus. And Stephen is back in town from his trip to Mexico.
Yes, I was there for a full week. Spent the first two nights down in the state of Morelos at the Hotel Hacienda Cocoyoc, which we're talking about today on Travel World. And then next month we'll be talking about the four nights we spent in Mexico City at the Four Seasons Hotel downtown.
That was great. I saw some of the pictures that you had. They'll be soon on the website.
What a great trip. And see, the Hotel Hacienda Cocoyoc, it's around an hour 15 southwest of Mexico City. And I was first introduced to that property about 10 years ago. I had some corporate clients who were going down to install a cellular phone transmission microwave site, and they were told to stay there by their hosts at Telmex, and they were wondering, what type of property is this? Are we going to be staying in some dusty, old, rundown?
Well, it's usually the way the corporate minds think, you know, is the bean counters.
They're thinking, oh, we're going to stay in some awful-looking place. And
yeah,
they were so impressed, they came back home, and they were raving about their stay at the Hacienda Cocoyoc. And the hotel was so appreciative of the business. How often does a hotel send you their commission check to a travel agency upon guest checkout by Federal Express?
Are you serious?
They sent me a brochure and press kit and said, anytime you're in the area, please come down and see us. And
I
thought, here is a company that
is seriously interested in promoting themselves.
Family-owned business, second generation, now operating. And it was the dream of Paulino Rivera Torres. In 1957, he bought the Hacienda Cocoyoc because it goes back to the 1600s, the old hacienda, which was destroyed in the Revolution of 1910. And he'd seen these ruins, and they've been all
overgrown by trees.
Oh, yes. And you can, the trees that have overgrown the aqueduct and the sugar mill that was on site are still there, and they've left them as they were and incorporated the walls of the ruins into their modern-day hotel.
Wow, that's something.
The meeting rooms and the restaurant on site.
Did you get a chance to see this old sugar mill
it
was?
It now turned into meeting rooms and a disco. So the walls of the old sugar mill are still there.
Neat.
The aqueduct, which ran through the property, still carries water, and it's made into a waterfall.
That's interesting to see the architecture of that, because you'll see it's like a flat channel, and there's these arches below, and you know, people wonder what they are, but they're aqueducts, water pipes.
And they were bringing in the water to maintain the farms in the area, and it's still operating. They also have a chapel on site, and on site is the grave of Mr. Torres Sr. It was his dream. It was his vision. He spent 11 years making it a reality and getting financing. And people said, oh, nobody's going to come here. It's no tourists come here. And he turned it into a 260-room hotel catering to a family market. And he's buried on site, and the candles
It's good
lit.
To see someone's dream come true like that, because there is no shortage of people in this world who will give you every reason there is why it cannot be done. I mean, fill in the blank of what it may be, but why you can't do it.
And now you can see the happiness of his son who's running it today. He says, no, I am committed to the highest quality of guest satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
I am in this age when people jump from job to job in the hotel industry. He is happy that most of his employees have been there 5, 10, 15 years.
That's pretty low turnover, that.
Creating a family atmosphere. People
Sure.
Who have decided to make it a career. He was talking about the manager of the spa, and she had started as a hostess in the restaurant, and mm-hmm. she'd taken courses in public relations and in spa treatments, and said, no, I want to make a career in the hospitality business, and progressed within the company.
That's nice to see, because it's so often you see today in different parts of the tourism industry where it's whatever facility, and it's all generic, same architect for 52 buildings in the same city, and it's fill in the blank who may be working there, and they're just faces, and you don't ever get to know them, and the next time you're there, it's totally different people. So when you get this kind of a business or a hotel where you see it's the same people all the time, it is like a family. You will know that if you want this done, you ask somebody, and they will be more than happy.
For example, you can take a full package. When you go to the Hacienda Cocoyoc, first of all, they'll pick you up at the airport. So you don't just start looking for the bus and looking to take a taxi. You're met. It's part of your package.
That's great.
And the driver will say, oh, you want to stop at a convenience store and get a drink or a snack before you hit the hit the road? And I was so surprised, for example, I thought, oh, we're going to be going on all these back roads and it'll take us 3 hours. You have that image, which is from the 1930s of what Mexico might be like. And get on a 3-lane highway, better paved than the roads in Quebec. And
well, that's not hard to do.
And well-marked roads, and stop at they're toll highways, and they're using the latest technology for flash your card and go right through without having to stop at the toll booth. You stop at the toll booth, there's armed security at the toll booth, there is some of the cleanest washrooms you'll ever see in a highway. I guess Dave Cooper hasn't passed through that way yet. Telephones with instructions in English and a convenience store. So an hour and 15 minutes, you're down at the Hacienda.
You know, that's a worthy point of note. I mean, the language of Mexico is Spanish, and they put instructions in English because they want to attract the American tourist, and that's the most important thing. And here we've got, you know, French Canadians with, you know, their heads buried in the sand going, oh, no, they're going to like it in the French.
Yeah, you can preserve your culture, and you will certainly learn a lot about the Mexican culture, the Mexican people, the number of museums. There are more museums in Mexico City per capita than anywhere really in the world, and we're going to be talking about that next month. But people who are proud of their culture, proud of their heritage, and you go there and you learn. But you go to the National Anthropology Museum in Mexico City, and you've got instruction. All of the exhibits have the briefings in English,
and you can find your way around.
Even the road signs you can understand, even if they're in Spanish, the use of the words and the pictograms, you can certainly understand what is going on. But that is certainly a valid point.
They had an idea of pictograms up here in Montreal, but I mean, when they realized what some of us talking donkeys would do with those pictograms.
Well, some of us, yes. At least one person in this room of three, right?
Well, you saw it on Trans-Canada Highway where there was a picture of a hand and somebody had painted over all but one of the fingers.
Yes, and they were giving a salute to the rest of the population.
Made famous by a former prime minister.
There's a beautiful spa on site of the Hacienda Cocoyoc, and you can take a spa and golf package, 5 days, 4 nights, and you get every type of treatment imaginable. I've spent a whole afternoon.
Every type imaginable?
No, every type. Imagination. Well, only warped imaginations, but
yes.
You get the facials and loofah scrubs and hydro massage, manicures, pedicures. You get 3 meals a day. 3 days of 18 holes of golf, airport transfers, and 5 days, 4 nights for $11.55 US per person double. And it'll be at least, you know, 35-40% more at a resort in the United States or Canada for that type of all-inclusive package.
Yeah, hydro massage here in Quebec means grab the open ends of a wire.
that can be done anywhere, I think. Those instructions, do not use the hairdryer while standing in the bathtub. You may get something more than you imagine for. But this is a world-class spa, and you can get packages, as I mentioned, or you can just buy them a la carte when you're there. And I went over the price list. You can look, have a whole catalog of services which you can pick up, anti-stress treatments and revival treatments. And if you
détente.
Buy... du moment de détente, yes.
Avec une jolie hôtesse.
Very friendly people, and they will also serve you the complimentary lemonade. I drank a lot of that.
Stay tuned following the break for more of Mexico City with Stephen Pickford. Across America via satellite.
You guys are in insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
If these people were going to get in there and make a change, they would never have gotten to be president.
The Barry Brownfield Show.
They would never have gotten to even get on the floor of the Republican Convention. These people have to be in line. They have to walk in line with the little ducks that are walking along, and somebody is driving the ducks to the puddle.
Barry Brownfield,
the talk show with a country flavor.
Weekdays, 11 a.m. Eastern, on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phone. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator Hands-Free Kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapters cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
And Chris is online.
Good evening. It's 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Steve Myers in Washington. Also joining in our discussion, resident historian Tom Mathis.
The Constitution Party and Libertarian Party do agree on the need to strictly limit federal power and eliminate the income tax.
I like those first
words. She can listen if she
wants. Congress shall make no law.
What would you be doing about the Middle East and about securing it?
Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, changing the way you think about news.
This is the News Hour. 60 minutes of news and comment from Liberty Works Radio.
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles, sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, two cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
That's right. We're back. It's Willem and Steven.
Yeah, and I'm back home from the Hotel Hacienda Cocoyoc in Morelos State, around 1 hour south of Mexico City. If you don't take the complete package at the Hotel Hacienda Cocoyoc and you get there and you just want to add some of their spa treatments, very reasonably priced, manicure $7, haircut $9, you can take a relaxation massage for $35. So everything can be done a la carte. You don't have to feel compelled to take a complete package if you don't know whether you'll want all of the services. But
that's pretty cool.
If you're really into both golf and massage and the whole lifestyles altering treatments, you can take a package and combine both of them, because not every golf resort has a spa, not every spa has golf. So
true enough.
Golf course right next door to the Hacienda
Cocoyoc. Tell me about the money. Getting your money changed, how do you go about doing that? I mean, they're using pesos in Mexico.
They're using pesos. U.S. dollars are widely accepted, but you can change as soon as you get off the plane in Mexico City. There must be 110 foreign currency exchange booths, most with around the same rate, but there is a bit of a variation in the rates between some of the booths by maybe 0.3, 0.5. So visit a few of them. And
if you want that extra 50 cents to buy that pack of gum.
Yes, you can. And there's a great vending machine right by the ST. Take a airline counter. I put my 6 pesos in, got a Pepsi, and 6 pesos back too. So very good. Go to the vending machine by the Azteca Airlines counter, departures level.
Oh no, the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, that's a travel tip for the week.
6 pesos back.
Boy, it was a complimentary drink at the airport. But if you also want another travel tip, is to get in advance your Telmex calling cards, because
yes,
these come in 100 or 200 peso increments, and you can ask your travel agent about them. Gives you a 100 peso card will give you 13 minutes of long distance dialing back to the U.S. or Canada, or 40 minutes within Mexico, and it's all voice prompted. You push in the numbers, you call a toll free number, 800 number from any payphone operated by Telmex in the country. You should use the payphones in the lobby of your hotel, because hotels in Mexico are not like hotels in North America, where it may have complimentary access or just a $1 charge to reach an 800 number. Some of the service charges to reach even an 800 number can be $4, $5, $6. So go to the payphone in the lobby and make sure it's a Telmex phone. Dial the 800 number. And if you have any difficulties, there's also an 800 number on your calling card that you can use to reach 24-hour bilingual customer assistance. And you heard last week I used one of those calling cards to call in on the show, and very good sound quality.
We were on the air here. And
you couldn't tell that you were calling any further away than if you were around the corner. So.
But you mentioned that, though, about Mexico. They're really moving up there with in terms of technology.
Oh, yeah. And you go around the country and you look at the vibrancy of Mexico City, and you look at the number of investments from the major companies and the large stores, and you see it as a really world-class city, and there's nothing that sets them apart anymore. Those investments are there now.
The largest city in the world, they say, in terms of population?
Yeah, in the largest metropolitan area, 22 plus million, depending who's counting on a particular day. So very spread out, but the pollution problem no longer
that's
there. I could breathe very easily, very easily. I mean, that's again one of those things that people think of, that have image of Mexico City of years past. Oh, you're going to have a hard time breathing. There are measures in place. For example, one day of the week, certain cars with license plate numbers cannot come in to the city, so there's reduction of 1/7 of the car traffic based on your license plate number, encouraging the use of public transportation. You only pay 1.5 pesos to take the subway system, and more money is being spent on expanding public transit as well. So,
oh, really?
The air is as easy to breathe in Mexico City. Your problem is going to be that it is 7,000 feet above sea level, so you're going to have a bit of an adjustment, perhaps a bit of a sore throat, not from the air.
Dryness?
It's dryness and getting used to the elevation.
You got to carry a water bottle with you because it's the same thing in New Mexico.
Yeah, you take a water bottle, keep those fluids flowing, and what I recommend as well, you go those first few days, either before or after your trip, when you go to down to the state of Morelos, this is, they consider themselves at the Hacienda Cocoyoc, the paradise of America, because the temperature very seldom fluctuates. It's around 70 to 73 degrees Fahrenheit year-round. The flowers perpetually in bloom. The Cocoyoc, with its fountains and its courtyards and hidden gardens, there you're not one mass of people. It's a 265-room hotel, and you're going to be on top of everyone. It was a holiday weekend, and there were a lot of families staying there, and there was plenty of room for everyone. There's three swimming pools, one a cool water pool, which would be still warmer than Neil Drabkin's pool, lukewarm pool, and a warm water pool, and people were spread out all over, and you did not feel one on top of another.
And I thought you would say as cool as Neil Drabkin's girlfriend.
Yes, but or as cool as Neil himself. Yes, the cool.
No, he's a cool guy.
Cool guy. Yes.
Cool guy.
And you can use the Cocoyoc as well as a base for visiting various places of interest. Historic sites like the towns of Coatla or Cuernavaca are within a 30-minute drive away. Historic colonial towns that make it an ideal base of operations.
Those names, though, they're originally from Aztec names?
Most of them are Aztec origination. Cuernavaca, close to the trees, and Coatla means with the company of the eagles. So they build that whole into their heritage. And these are historic towns, and with many of the 1500, 1600-era buildings still in place, and make a great walking around.
The town of Cocoquita in the company of cookies.
Yes, and that's a totally other state. State of mind. Great food as well at Cocoyoc, and you can sample things other than things you would normally think of as Mexican food. You're not getting, beef tacos, 100 meals a day. Cecina de res, which is salted beef. It's thin slices of beef and pan-fried and grilled, served with guacamole, beans, and rice. They have great homemade rolls, oven-baked rolls.
I was about to say, I was wondering how you handled it down there, Mr. I Hate Mexican Food.
Well, yes, but I don't like some of the foods that are sold as Mexican foods here in Canada and the United States. Traditional Mexican food, especially when you have somebody there to tell you what to eat off the menu, that's not going to upset your stomach. So somebody goes through the menu with you and was telling me what I should and should not eat. So Cocoyoc ceviche, which is a
when you finally got rid of the albatross.
No, I was eating all this great food. The Cocoyoc dining room it's an outside terrace. You can either eat indoors or outdoors, but it's perfect weather. As we said, it's the paradise of America. The outdoor terrace lit up at night with lanterns all around, and you see
the
fountains, the outdoors, and the flowers, and the swimming pools with the underwater lighting, and the water coming down off the aqueduct. You sit outside, 70, 75 degree weather, smell the fragrances of the bougainvillea and the poinsettia plants all flowering around the courtyards. It's a beautiful property, the Hacienda Cocoyoc, and its spa,
and
ideal
it's very
for
accessible
a,
from almost anywhere.
Oh yes, there's Mexicana flies down from 13 cities in the United States and Canada. It took me 5 hours nonstop from Montreal to Mexico City. It would have taken me longer to get to some nondescript town like Norfolk, Virginia, that has little to offer. It would take me less time to get to Mexico City. 5 hours nonstop on Mexicana. Now flying five times a week out of Montreal, and daily out of other points such as San Francisco or Chicago, and still serving food on board other carriers. If you fly on some carriers, you're not going to get any food in your 8-hour flight, because they're saying, "Oh, we can't send put any food, we're cutting costs." But
boo-hoo-hoo for the airlines.
Oh, right. Yeah, so they're going to lose money. You know, they could have fares of $7,000 per person for a 20-minute flight, and the airlines have managed to lose money. So many of them are incompetently managed. But Mexicana Airlines serving the good meals on board, the apple crepes going down and coming back, beef tacos with a little package cake and roll. And, hey, it certainly hit the spot. 1-800-531-7921 for Mexicana, www.mexicana.com. And the Coco Yolk is very easy to find on the internet as well, www.cocoyoc.com.
So stay tuned for the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Across America via satellite.
Thundering the banshees.
The hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
So keep on rocking me, baby. You're.
I'm Chris Beal in the Liberty Works Radio Network newsroom with today's headlines. Representative Gary Condit, that good friend of missing intern Chandra Levy, has taken a big step towards running for re-election. The California Democrat somehow scraped up 4,800 signatures over several weeks, more than the 3,000 valid signature he needs to avoid a candidate filing fee. A California political science professor remains suspended for offending four Muslim students, despite the emergence of a tape recording that shows he did not say what he is accused of saying, and the admission of one of the students that perhaps some of the allegations were, quote, not right. And the United States Supreme Court today quashed Utah's bid for a fourth congressional seat, lost because the Census Bureau refuses to count missionaries and other non-federal employees overseas. The Beehive State tried to nab the new representative from North Carolina by arguing that the 2000 census should have counted 11,000 Mormon missionaries overseas. And for today's box office report, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone topped the box office this weekend with $57,487,000. Monsters, Inc. came in second place, followed by Spy Game, Black Knight, Shallow Hal, Out Cold, and Domestic Disturbance. And in entertainment news, the late, great Elvis Presley will be inducted into the Gospel Hall of Fame on Tuesday in Franklin, Tennessee. He will become the only artist to be inducted into three halls of fame, including the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame. Well-known stand-up comedian Rodney Dangerfield suffered a mild heart attack yesterday in Beverly Hills. Reports say that he is in stable condition at the hospital and is expected to make a full recovery. That's the news for now. I'm Chris Beal for Liberty Works Radio Network News.
If you gave away 80 cents today, would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy. Isn't that reason enough to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide for a needy child. Food, clothing, school books, proper medical care, whatever is needed most. As a Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can extend a lifeline to a needy girl or boy. Please call now, 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to give a gift of healing and hope. All it takes to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor is 80 cents a day and a place in your heart for a child who needs you. You can make a difference. So please call Christian Children's Fund now, 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
In the drink again? Don't struggle with conventional ball retrievers. Use the Golfer's Water Rake. It's the ultimate golf ball retriever, a must on the links. The Golfer's Water Rake picks up and holds balls as many as six at a time. The Golfer's Water Rake is an excellent ball retriever in fast-moving streams or murky ponds. Plus, you don't even have to see the balls to retrieve them.
Not again.
Golfer's Water Rake head can easily be
30 and I have Chris online.
Ready to go in minutes.
Excellent.
The Golfer's Water Rake folds down for easy storage in your golf bag. Save money and valuable time on the golf course with the Golfer's Water Rake. For complete information or to order your Golfer's Water Rake, visit our website at www.golfrake.com.
Four.
That's www.golfrake.com.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice. Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
The steel town girl on a Saturday night, looking for the fight of the life. In the real-time world,
ah, yes. This is Cynthia Fodor's theme song. Welcome back to Travel World.
Stephen Pickford.
With Willem Bagus. Talking to the lady behind Fodor's Travel Guides.
Yes, publisher and vice president Chris Kleiman. Good morning.
I guess she's not online. Welcome back to Travel World. Oh, good heavens.
Oh, yes. Well, thought she was there.
Yes. Talking about Fodor's Travel Guides, well, give us a little background, Steve.
Well, we're going to talk about audiobooks, how to pass the time. So I guess if you're going for a four-day, five-day mega car trip from Montreal to Mexico or wherever, and you want to keep all the kids amused and they stop the crying and the,
and the screaming.
Screaming and the punching and the fighting.
Duct tape works real well.
Oh, yes. Duct tape works on a lot of things. That and pop rivets.
The pop rivets and duct tape. Yeah, it's the school of Norm.
Oh, yes, the illustrious Norm.
Well, one day we have to introduce the audience to our friend Norm, the man who repaired a fish tank using pop rivets. And it still worked. Bonnie, where's our guest? Anyway.
Hi, guys. How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes, we
can hear you. Yeah, we got you now. Good morning, Chris.
Good. Now, hi. I'm actually on the road, which is probably part of our problem.
Okay.
As long as you're not standing in the middle of traffic, I guess that's...
A new meaning to on the road.
There you go. No, we're in our car traveling today, and that's what we want to talk about. Having great things to do while you're on the way are as important as actually getting there, I think.
Oh, yes. I mean, you have to sort of pass the time. It can be pretty boring if you're just saying, oh, I've got 4 hours, 5 hours to go. How are we going to pass that time when you're traveling with children?
That's right, especially with kids. So our solution is to listen to a great audiobook. There are so many good audiobooks on tape, and you can figure out how long you're going to be driving and go and get the book that will cover your trip completely.
My cousin mentioned the same thing when he travels from Ottawa to Hamilton to visit family. He does the same thing. He has an audiobook.
Yeah, it's a great thing. We've got it all figured out. For example, if you're going on a family trip from New York to Orlando, you can. That's a 19-hour trip. Pack Charlotte's Web, Bud Not Buddy, Little Women, Stuart Little, and the first Lemony Snicket book, which is very popular now. And there you go. You cover a whole range of fantastic books.
And a lot of adventures just from hearing in little kids' minds. They're going to start thinking about them, and it certainly passes the time of day that way.
Yeah, the tape or the CD is especially great because you can stop it, and then everybody can talk about what you've just listened to. It's a great way to interact with your kids.
And get them...
Make the trip more fun.
Get the discussions going, and it creates that interactivity, as you mentioned, and gets everyone thinking as well. It's not just a passive activity. They can participate as well.
Right, right. The other thing is, you know, you don't have to all listen to the same tape. I have two kids. Actually, they'll plug in separately to their Walkmans and listen to books that they like on their own.
How many kids?
I have two.
Okay, two. Okay, I didn't hear two. So that's good.
I think you hear 22. So, oh, boy, you charter a bus and go on vacation with them.
Good heavens. No, but seriously, I mean, also with some of the classic literature, too, getting people with a taste for some of the classic writers of days gone by who were excellent.
Yeah, there's wonderful things on tape. I mean, you can go in now to almost any good bookstore and find a little section of books on tape. You can check the online booksellers, of course, and they'll have lists of things. All the classics from the books that we loved when we were growing up to the newer ones. And then there's also the kind of books that the grown-ups like to listen to. I think, you know, of things like Stephen King's Black House, if you want to listen to one of the Hannibal Lecter books, it's probably safer to listen to them. in the broad daylight in your car.
What do you mean, Clarice?
Yes, there you go.
You know what? The University of Chicago did a study some years ago about the average commuting habits of in a major city, and that within 8 years, you could actually pick up the equivalent of university degrees in terms of knowledge just by listening to books on tape in your car as you're traveling.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it's amazing the amount of time that we all spend driving around and how frustrated we can be sometimes with traffic or the length of time it takes every day. The idea that you could pop in a tape and learn something or be transported to a wonderful place.
Sure.
Yeah, it really makes a difference.
Think of the knowledge that's out there. I mean, after all, if you're in your car, and who hasn't sat in a traffic jam for a length of time going, when is this going to be over? Rather than your average chewing gum for the brain that you get, you can actually put something in there. I mean, you could actually learn something about topics that have always interested you.
Right. There's loads of nonfiction stuff out there that's great, contemporary books. You can also, a lot of people don't have the time to read because of their commute. So you could catch up on what everybody's reading and, you know, be more of a star at the cocktail party.
Sometimes people actually look forward to the long commute, too, with these, especially with the latest audiobooks that are out there. I've seen the sections. They're fantastic.
I have good friends who listen to books all the time and on their drive home often find themselves sitting in the garage listening to the end of the book or
yes.
the chapter. You know, they don't want to get out. You don't want to stop.
That's true. It leaves you right at that point.
Now, what are some of the titles that you could recommend if somebody's going to head away on a road trip in the next month or so? We're coming up to Christmas season, and people are going on those 56-hour trips.
Oh, man. there's a huge list of great things. I would go with the children's classics, things like Charlotte Webb, Stuart Little. I've had great times listening to books by Gary Paulson. I don't know if you're familiar with any of his wonderful adventure stories that kind of keep the whole family on the edge of their seats. We've also listened to some great mysteries. My daughter's very fond of Arthur and the Arthur stories, and there's some great collections there. It's a really endless kind of list, and almost everything that's on the bestseller list is available in audio, so you can, you know, go right into a store and get those.
How about some of the other things that they had as child, like 2-Minute Mysteries and so on?
Yeah, those are great. There are also some great lecture series that you can get via universities, I know, and listen to on tape. There's some books like Don't Know Much About History, Don't Know Much About Science, those
sure.
are available. And also, being voters, there are some great books to listen to about the places you're traveling. So you
yes.
might want to pick a great historical novel set in the area that you're driving through. That can be fun.
And learn something about the destination you're heading to or get a different appreciation for it.
Right.
Creates a whole different ambiance when you arrive there. Now, you're traveling as a family and you're going on a road trip. When you're packing, what do you always make sure to pack? It must be a chore and a half to do that as well.
Yeah, the important things to pack, I think, I need to make sure that each kid has their own bucket or basket of things that they need that they can get to in the back seat of the car. So they each have a book or a paper that they want to write on and play with. They have their Walkmans that they can listen to. They have some tapes that they want to bring. They have some games that they like to play in the car. Of course, in the front seat here with me, I've always got my great voter's guidebook.
Yes.
One of the things about driving, often people are driving on these trips to places they've been before. You're going to grandma's house. You've been there many times. But if you have a good guidebook with you, you can find out about the things that are along the way, make the trip enjoyable. You know, stop, instead of stopping at the fast food place where you always stop, look in the book, see what's off that exit, and maybe stop and take in some local food. Do something special that way.
I consulted my photo's guide about Hawaii before I actually went off there in 98 to visit Cynthia Fodor, our correspondent.
Oh, good. How was your trip?
It was the best trip we've been on in years.
Oh, we really enjoyed
it. I'm so glad.
And the books were a big part of our success.
Yeah, it's true that a little bit of planning makes a huge difference. People don't have the time to waste on their vacations. You can't really afford to have a bad day. And, you know, the classic is that National Lampoon Vacation where they drive all the way across country and find out that Wally World is closed. If he'd looked in a guidebook, he would have known. And you need to spend that little amount of time ahead planning, consulting the voters on what restaurants are there, what great sites to see, what the hours are, what you might need to spend in terms of money to get into these places. And then you're ready and you can plan a full day that's truly, you know, enlightening and fun.
Right. Chris, could you hold that thought? We have to go to a commercial break in just a second, and we'll just wrap up after we come back. It's 9:45 on the Travel World Radio Show, Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio.
Judy, I don't watch that stuff anymore.
Don't watch. I've gotten so used to Bill Clinton, since we've practically grown up with him in charge, that the actions of President Bush seem odd sometimes.
The main quality of a leader is somebody that can empower his own people.
Share your thoughts with America and the world.
What are we going to do this summer? Are we going to get a job, or are we going to just lay around the house and watch cartoons and TV all day? Dating versus courtship. Which do you favor?
For me, courtship is like dating, but it's
anything,
more
as long
serious.
As there's sex
you start
involved.
Out with the intent of marriage.
Yeah.
Not just going out to have fun and maybe...
You got about 10.
Maybe it won't.
Maybe you feel the same way.
Your opinions make Speak Out work. It's awesome and a fun way to interact with teens around the world.
Speak Out.
And
for
act
the teens
up.
In your life, live this Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Liberty Works Radio.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, ooh, they point the cannon at you.
Oh, yes. Feeling a little patriotic today because of the Canada Loves New York rally headed to New York. We'll get to that in just a minute. We're still online.
With Chris Kleiman, good morning. And you're listening to Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network as Chris is heading down the highway today, listening to her audio books.
Right. Here we are, traveling away. Just going on a short trip today, but that audiobook is going to make it a lot more interesting.
Now, have you found with the packing the kids all with their goods separately and apart like that, as we were mentioning before the break, that this also negates a lot of the other problems that you have traveling with children, which is like the yelling and the screaming and the
mine,
fighting in the back seat?
Right. When are we going to get there? Definitely. I mean, once you if you lay down the law, this is your stuff and this is his stuff, and you can't fight over it. And these are the things you like to do together, and these are the things you like to do alone.
Because parents are not interested in justice; they want quiet.
That's the other nice thing about listening to a book together on the car stereo is that you can all be doing something together that's kind of peaceful. And you can have great discussions about it when you stop for your breaks and, you know, stop to have lunch at a picnic table. It's great conversation.
Yeah, that gets the whole family together, one of the other benefits of listening to audio books in the car. So I'll let you get back to heading down the highway this Saturday morning. Chris Kleiman
great.
From Fodor's Guidebooks. Have a great
Thanks
weekend.
Thanks a lot. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And Jerry Wagschel is down in New York City, and we were talking
Transplanted Canadian. A big rally today for Canada Loves New York. And you'll notice that on Travel World, for every show since September 11th,
yes.
We have been covering New York City just to show New York City our solidarity.
Any special plans for this Saturday, Jerry?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah, this Saturday, unfortunately, I'm a bit bogged down with work. I'm going to try to see if I can sneak in and catch a bit of what's happening at the rally. Of course, you know, there's going to be a big event. A lot of people who you would never know are actually Canadians, like Kim Cattrall and the other guy from Jason Priestley. You remember from Beverly Hills 90210?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people who are in the film and acting business who you would actually never know are Canadian because they've been living in the United States for quite a long time. And they're going to be there today. And all you have to really do is, if you're a Canadian in New York today, it's a free admission. You just have to show some kind of ID linking you to Canada. And that's at 2:30 p.m. Today. At the 239 West 52nd Street between Broadway and 8th Avenue. Now, awesome. Let me just tell you a little bit quickly about another place. I mean, New York, Canadians love New York, and New Yorkers love Canada, too, especially right now, especially Montreal, and especially right now when the American dollar is worth so much compared to the Canadian one.
Well, I bet they love us.
Oh, that's what I was going to get at. So there's a lot of Canadians coming to New York today, and a lot of New Yorkers, I'm sure, would be interested in going to a Montreal, which, like New York, is, I think, one of the greatest cities in the world, offering great food, nightlife, culture, and a lot of shopping. You know, and when Americans go to Canada, too, you know, they can get their tax back if they fill out a certain form and send it off to the they can get their tax back, so that's another added incentive. The Delta Hotel is a luxury hotel located in the heart of downtown, and it has its own ticketing services on the premises, so it's you can make your own entertainment arrangements actually on the phone when you book. It has its own art gallery and some excellent affordable restaurants nearby and a business center, but two important getaway packages are offering right now that separated from some of the other hotels. One is called Montreal with Children, which includes two nights, tickets to places like the Museum of Fine Arts, Botanical Gardens, a stadium tour, all for $162 U.S. for two nights. That's called Montreal with Children. So imagine that, a couple with up to two children, with admission to all these events for only $81 a night. That's $162 for two nights. Now, if you just don't have kids, and there's another package called the Romantic Package, again for the same price of $162 U.S., which gives you two nights accommodation at the Delta in a nice room, museums, a $20 coupon to play at the casino, and a $40 ticket to apply which you can pick one restaurant out of a series of restaurants that you can choose from and use that as a credit. So imagine all that for, you know, you couldn't even get that for $162 for two nights in one of the nicest cities in the world, which is Montreal, where you guys luckily live. You can basically do all that for the price that you could get in the United States somewhere, like a run-down motel.
Awesome.
So I think it's a great deal. And the phone number to call is 514-286-1986.
And toll-free, 1-800-268-1133 for Delta Hotels. And, of course, the Delta Hotel in Montreal, downtown on Sherbrooke Street. The entrance actually off of President Kennedy on the rear side of the hotel, but fronts onto Sherbrooke Street. It was actually originally built as a condominium project and never did open as such, but that also means the rooms are above average in size, and you have outdoor balconies in many of the rooms where you can stand outside and take a great view of the city skyline, particularly at night, when it's a very beautiful sight to behold.
You're absolutely right, Stephen. The balconies are a really great featurette. And the shopping, which is so close. I mean, again, now that I live in the United States, I do go to Canada on business a lot. And I often, if I buy something, send in this little form later that you can get at the airport. You have to watch for the one that's issued by the government, not the one that's issued by these other companies. But you send back your receipts. You send your receipts over to the government, and you actually get your Canadian tax back. So it's quite a good deal. Not only is the dollar very, very competitive right now, the U.S. dollar in Canada, but you also get this tax back. And there's also so much shopping that's right next to the Delta. There's the Cour Royal. There's the Bay. There's all the boutiques on St. Catherine Street. So it's really quite a good place to do a lot of Christmas shopping.
You don't have far to walk, because within 5-10 minutes you've got the shopping district, you've got the subway system to get to every part of the city from east to west, north to south. Great centralized location.
Exactly.
And so we're talking about New York, talking about Montreal, the ties that bind us, two cities 300 and something miles apart, but a lot of traffic between the two.
You like our ties that bind.
Yeah.
There's actually 100,000 Canadians living in New York City.
Unbelievable. Well, that's great. It's, again, more solidarity because Canada loves New York City. We are very patriotic. We want to promote, show our solidarity. Therefore, people, go visit New York.
Well, come down. It's a great place to visit. Things are getting much more back to normal here. The mood is much cheerier. There's a few less flags. I think the city is starting to, the tone of the city is starting to feel like it's getting back on its feet again.
Good to hear. Well, have a great weekend, Jerry. Let you get back to work, your busy schedule, and investigating all of the nasty things that are going on in our world and making sure that we know the truth that lies beneath. Jerry Wagshaw, ace investigative reporter, back to work.
You guys take care now.
Take care.
And next Saturday, bye. Next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, we'll be right back here with the Travel World Radio Show with another ace reporter, Canada Centennial Anchorman, Vic Phillips.
Ah, yes.
He's been to Pittsburgh and Barbados, all in the same trip.
Is he coming back to Montreal?
No, he'll be doing it by
telephone.
By telephone from his palace in Pickering.
His palace in Pickering.
I wonder if he bought it off of Tim Sheehy.
He moved there from his mansion in Markham?
Moving off of the world. Eventually, he's moving east. He started in Toronto, moved to Markham, moved to Pickering. By the year 2147, he'll be in Montreal.
Will he be moving to opulent Oshawa?
Yes. Nightly Kingston. Yes. Oh, yes.
Marvelous Montreal.
Vic Phillips will be next week. Weekend getaways in Pittsburgh, one of America's most livable cities, according to Rand McNally. And then Barbados for the pristine, clear waters of the Caribbean. And he stayed at the Bougainvillea Beach Resort. So we'll learn more about that. Next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific for the Travel World Radio Show right here on the Voice of Truth in Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
Happy traveling, everyone.
Join us next week. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company. And we're madly in love with Bonnie.
This is the Liberty Works.
Thanks, guys.
Network.